jest pianistką, producentką, pedagogiem, ale przede wszystkim jest założycielką The Music Makers, międzynarodowej organizacji, która odpowiedzialna jest za doroczny North Shore Chamber Music Festival. Angela Joffa jest dzisiaj razem z nami. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
Menadżer generalny Dziennika Związkowego Łukasz Dudka. Może nie wiecie tego, ale Łukasz Dudka jest prawdziwym melomanem.
Bardzo lubię muzykę klasyczną, rzeczywiście. And I love the North Shore Chamber Music Festival. I'm super happy that it's coming back after a little COVID break. And it's going to be 11th edition. It's going to be better than ever because you always produce the best events possible.
Thank you very much. No pressure at all, right? Yes, it's wonderful to be here and then do it again.
So it's going to be like a three-day classical music holiday. It all starts with June 8th. And talk about the program. What can we expect this year at the festival?
We have different programs because we want people to come. Mm-hmm. It's 3 days, as you said. It's June 8th. 10 and 11. Everything will be at the Village Presbyterian Church in Northbrook. Absolutely gorgeous place. First concert is mostly Mendelssohn. The second concert is Tchaikovsky and Friends on June 10th. And a grand finale, we call it Carnaval, finishing with Saint-Saëns' Carnaval of Animals. And also, I want to mention this. We have a very big educational program, and on June 10th at 6 p.m., and all the concerts, evening concerts, are starting at 7:30. At 6 p.m., we will have very talented kids from Beatty Hick Academy of Music. Yeah, I think you saw them a couple of times because we have this long collaboration, and would like actually to tell this because those people in this building are helping us a lot. Polish Daily News and America Popolsku always behind our backs and helping us to bring this
to
the world.
I like how you organize this event because this makes the music really close to the audience. People can hear the best possible, best world musicians to perform, and then they have an opportunity to talk to them. After every single performance, there is a chance to actually meet the musicians and ask them questions.
I think that's what is very important. That's why actually people coming to concerts and to our concerts. I always wanted to start the festival without borders. Mm-hmm. For people to feel that we are like them. Yes, we're playing instruments. Yes, we're playing around the world. But they can connect to us. And we have Q&A, questions and answers after each concert. It's fun to answer their questions.
Yeah, it's always funny to listen to those answers because mostly parents, they're always asking, how do you start? Where does your musical journey begin? Did you really have to practice for six, seven hours?
That's the worst one.
Yeah.
That's the worst one because when our artists are telling the truth, when they were kids, they
hate it, right?
They hate it. So then it's really a personal touch to it. And I think it's extremely important for people to come, enjoy, and
this festival also helps young musicians. You started Arkady Fomin Scholarship Fund, and this festival helps to raise funds to actually support young musicians and help them in their journey. Talk about the scholarship a little, and young musicians that you actually support.
Through our lives. I was born in Riga. Mm-hmm. Vadim was born in Ukraine, in Zhytomyr. I was born in Riga, Latvia, and through our lives, a lot of people helped us. Without them, we would not be who we are. And I think now for us, it's time to give back. And Arkady Fomin was Vadim's teacher in Dallas, and he was absolutely amazing person. Unfortunately, he left us early. But we started in 2015, we started a scholarship fund, as you mentioned, under his name. And now, in less than, 7 years, we have more than 45 recipients. Wow. From all over the world. Musicians, painters, composers, videographers. And this year, and we have also a very interesting collaboration as of this year. One thing, it was thanks to Corona, we started online series on Stage of Stage. And under those series, we have a international musical bridges program. And we have collaboration with Music Institute in Vienna. In Austria. And this year, we're giving scholarship to very talented composer from Ukraine, Dmytro Kirilev. And he wrote a piece, very short piece, and we will present this on our opening night on June 8th. And what is, I think, even more special, this piece will play two of our recipients, and you know them, Janice Carissa, she was recipient from 2019, and Julian Ree, he was 2020, Corona time recipient. So we didn't stop even through Corona. So that collaboration between three young people from three different countries, I think shows that music has no borders and we can do whatever we want if we can.
Rozmawiamy dzisiaj o 11. edycji North Shore Chamber Music Festival w Nordbrook. Ten festiwal rozpocznie się, tak jak słyszeliście, od organizatorki Angeli Joffe już 8 czerwca. Powiedziała także, że urodziła się w Rydze na Łotwie. Pochodzi z rodziny cenionych muzyków. Jej mężem jest Vadim Guzman.
It has been 10 years already. We have so many memories, so many extraordinary experiences here in Northbrook, in this church. So much music, so much emotion, a lot of laughter, some tears shed. And I think most importantly, a fantastic bond was created between our musicians and our community here on Chicago's North Shore. And we're very excited to say that the festival is back, and we're going to welcome audience into the Village Church of Northbrook to celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Te słowa wypowiedział rok temu światowej sławy skrzypek Vadim Guzman, prywatnie mąż Angeli Joffe, która jest z nami. Rozmawiamy o 11. edycji tegorocznego North Shore Chamber Music Festival.
You were 100% correct. Vadim is one of the very best violinists in the world, and he has a pleasure of playing on a unique instrument. He's playing on an original Stradivari violin.
Yes, Vadim is playing on 1690 ex Leopold Auer Stradivari on loan from Stradivari Society of Chicago, and it's absolutely magical instrument. And if your listeners will come to our festival in June, they will listen this and hear it in person.
If you want to hear the difference between any violin and a Stradivari violin, North Shore Chamber Music Festival is the best occasion for you. People always go crazy about how valuable those violins are. Do you have any idea how much that instrument could cost?
It all those instruments are in the range, you know. It's millions of dollars, of course. And but it is like a, you know, exponat in museum. And we are lucky then it is possible to play and give this pleasure to people and let them hear it.
Every time we mention Vadim, I'm always amazed about his travels. He's in Germany right now. I checked his itinerary, and in just next 2 months, he's going to be in France. Then he's coming back to Northbrook, then Texas, back to Germany, Colorado, Canada. How much does he travel? How much do you see each other?
It's easier to ask how much time he's spending at home. But that's our life. That's our life. We met, I know Vadim from Riga, from the school, so we know each other for 45 plus years. It's even, I will not go to details. But yes, we're married for a long time and we play together and playing together a lot. And it's our life. It's basically stage is where we live.
Yeah. You're the citizen of the world more than any particular country.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
But we are talking today about 11th edition of your North Shore Chamber Music Festival. And, you know, I have a question. Is this an event only for classical music lovers?
Absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely not. And I think that's why it's so unique. First of all, we have different generations. And we have this very beautiful venue when everybody is close to each other. They can talk, they can ask questions, and programs are very, very different. For example, we have very classical, big classical bread and butter, as we're saying, pieces in each program. We have Tchaikovsky Souvenir on June 10, which is absolutely amazing piece. But on June 11th, it's a carnival. So what we'll do, it will be basically kaleidoscope of amazing artists, short pieces, show pieces. And the minute you can hear a word show, it's for everyone. That's what we want. We want for people to come and choose what they like and come and enjoy time.
There's going to be some Chopin played on the final day. There's going to be the Carnival of Animals, pieces that not everybody knows by name, but once you hear the tune, you're like, oh yeah, I know that. And it's just pure musical pleasure to just be there and experience the music at the highest possible level.
Yeah, and our artists will talk about pieces. That's also very rare because we will not have a program notes. They will themselves will tell their emotional connection to the pieces. So I think it's for everyone. Please come, enjoy. If you've been there, come back. If you've never been there, you are welcome.
Angela, we have to ask you about the current situation. You being from Latvia, from former Republic of the Soviet Union, Vadim being born in Ukraine. How do you see the events that are happening right now in Ukraine?
You know, I'm very lucky. I'm a musician, and I'm very lucky in any situation in the world, we still can do what we love, but we cannot close our eyes and not see what's going on around. And what we can do, we can help. And that's what we do. I don't think anyone in the world is for war. So we were for this pain around. So we just really hope we can help with positive emotions. We can support Ukrainian young artists because it's, as we were talking with you before, it's all about dreams. And music is about dreams, and young generation is dreaming. So we want to continue that and help this. That's exactly what Vadim was saying at our last concert.
Yeah, Vadim said that war not just kills people, it also kills dreams. If you're a young musician, if you're a young athlete, you dream about your career, things that you're going to do, the projects you're going to make, and war kills at all.
Yeah, and I just want to say then some funds from ticket sales will go to Ukrainian fund. So we will
So it's very important.
It
so,
is.
So, 11. edycja North Shore Chamber Music Festival rozpocznie się 8 czerwca. Can you tell us where we can find more information?
Of course. All the information about our concerts are on our website at www.nscmf.org. You always can call the office at 847-370-3984. We will be happy to answer your questions and really hope to see you all at our concerts
and
in June.
As you mentioned before, this is an event not only for classical music lovers. Yes?
So yes.
If you like music,
you
period.
You mentioned your daughter. We were talking about your daughter, and you said that, yes, she's playing, but she is also...
She was playing violin and flute, but, you know, we are giving, all of us, we're giving choices to our kids, and we hope for them the best, and we will bring kids to the festival. I have a lot of people who are helping me, different ages, so yes, it's for everyone. It's absolutely gorgeous place. We were passing by. We are living in Northbrook, that's why it's there. We were passing by and stopped, entered, and the music director said, if you want the festival, it's a good place, and we love it. And for 10 years we're there. It's a downtown Northbrook. So everything is again on our website, www.nscmf.org.
Thank you for this information. Thank you for being with us. And we will see you soon.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Angela Joffe, pianistka, producentka, pedagog i założycielka, dyrektor wykonawczy The Music Makers, międzynarodowej organizacji, która organizuje właśnie doroczny North Shore Chamber Music Festival w Northbrook. Tak jak słyszeliście, więcej informacji jest dostępnych na stronie internetowej tego festiwalu. Więcej informacji także w nadchodzących dziennikach związkowych.